This is North Shore Today for Friday, January 13, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in the Salem News that Peabody Police Chief Tom Griffin will lead the city's police force for at least another 4 years. Mayor Ted Betancourt recently renewed Griffin's contract, which was set to expire this spring. The chief's existing three-year deal, which he signed in June of 2014, was his first with the city. He spent 27 years before that in Salem, serving as a captain and commander of its criminal investigations division. Griffin currently earns a salary of $155,000, and when his new contract takes effect in the spring, he'll get a raise, $160,000 for the first 2 years of the new deal, and then his pay will be bumped up to $165,000 for the last 2 years. Betancourt cited Griffin's popular Citizens Police Academy, as well as his focus on being visible in the community and outstanding leadership, as just some of the things that helped his administration feel confident in reinvesting in Griffin. Ariana McNeil also writes in the Salem News that in Ipswich, Southern Manor resident Bill Levitt sits in a recliner in the living room of his efficiency apartment of the last 17 years, has no complaints with the place, but he knows and accepts that his home will soon change. The property, built in 1948, nestled off Route 1A near the Hellenic Center, will soon undergo a total renovation with the help of a massive grant. The Ipswich Housing Authority, which owns the complex that houses elderly and young disabled people, recently received over $1.2 million. While the project is still in the planning phase, officials are working on securing an architect. The 20 units at the complex will have new roofs, doors, and windows, as well as many interior upgrades, including new kitchens. Plumbing, electrical, and mechanical utilities will also be updated, according to Kate McGuire, the local agency's executive director. Both of those stories, you can read more about them in today's Salem News with Ariana McNeil. Gayla Colley on itemlive.com writes that Marblehead town officials have chosen Mark Souza as their next harbor master, a position that's essential in a waterfront community, of course. Souza, deputy harbor master in Beverly for the past 6 years, was unanimously hired by the Board of Selectmen on Wednesday night following a brief job interview. Souza said he also served as an assistant harbor master in Beverly. He's quoted as saying, "It would be the growth perspective. I wanted to become harbor master. I'm very excited. Lifelong goal." Souza said when he starts his new job, he'll first focus on customer service, his availability to the public, and getting the lay of the land. He was born and raised in Tewksbury, but has always loved the North Shore. Mary Makaros writes in the Gloucester Times, "A water sample taken from a Manchester-by-the-Sea Memorial School faucet bubbler registered at more than 60 times the level deemed actionable by the state's Department of Environmental Protection, and tests of two kitchen steam kettles at Memorial and Essex Elementary also showed lead surpassing the DEP's threshold by tenfold. School officials said the bubbler and the kettles are now out of service. The Manchester-by-the-Sea Essex Regional School District took advantage of a state program that tested all water sources in its schools in November. Those tests showed lead and or copper levels above state guidelines at a few sources in the two aging elementary schools. The DEP calls for lead content to be lower than 0.015 milligrams per liter or 15 parts per billion. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsports.com.